Today we are talking about the triumphant church. How do you know? How many of you know that we are the triumphant church? And there's a lot of those around in this nation. Lord, we thank you. If you have got your Bibles, open up to Ephesians 1:16. Reading out the New King James Version for this one. It says here, "Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." Wisdom is the ability to be able to apply God's truth in every area of our lives. It's not just a little bit. It's not just this area here. It's every area of our life we use wisdom. And along with wisdom, we use knowledge to go along with that. They're both needed in our lives today. It's kind of like, you know, if you're driving across country and everything and you're going to a small town and you need that GPS to kind of help you to get to those back roads and everything else, because if you don't, you may end up getting lost if that's the first time you ever gone. Or if you're in an airplane and you're flying an airplane and there's air traffic controllers there who is telling you about oncoming traffic and everything. You can't see it, but they can see it. And see, and this is why we need God in our life, why we need the Holy Spirit, because he can see things and show us things to come. Because here's the thing, we don't know everything. As smart as you may be, you don't know everything. Okay, you may know something. You'll just be winging it through life. Everyone needs the help of someone who knows and can see things that we can't see. So you can't do life alone. Thank God for your spouses and stuff, if you get along with them. All right, who's always right in your relationship? Raise your hand. Why are all those women? No, it's fine. Just kidding. I'm always the right one in ours. But I let Kristen take credit for it. See, when you are adopted into the kingdom family, there's a specific purpose that the Father has called you to do. And again, thinking of you and all of his children, he didn't leave you broke spiritually. That's why he has blessed you with every spiritual blessing. There are certain privileges that you have as a child of God that the world doesn't have. We have it. We are better off than they. Many people miss out on his spiritual blessings because they don't read the fine print. Or they don't open up their Bible. And they can be believers for, I didn't know that. I mean, I remember years ago talking with another woman who called in, and she was like, you know, she needed help. She needed deliverance. And she was saying all these things were going on and all sorts of destruction happening in her life. And she goes, you know, I just think that God is teaching me something. I said, ma'am, I can't pray for you. Because if you truly believe this is God, there's nothing that I can do. But if you believe that there's an enemy out there who comes to steal, kill, destroy, then we can do something about it. She's like, huh? Well, unfortunately, she never called again. But I believe she got the message, hopefully. The enemy comes to steal. And see, and the thing about thieves is thieves, they look to steal. If you ever realize that, you can be walking by people's homes where you have your neighbors and you're walking by and everything else, and you never think anything of it about getting into their home and stealing their stuff. But a thief will. He'll look for ways. They'll look for you to lower your guard down so that they can come in and do what they normally do. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more. Amen. Amen. We serve a good God. Everything you need in life to fulfill what he has called you to do has already been blessed. God has already blessed you with it. And when God has called you to do something, he anoints you to do it. It takes a special anointing to teach. Thank God I don't have to be around teenagers for 5 days a week. But I was a youth pastor, but I didn't have to be around them 5 days a week. That takes a special anointing. I got them twice a week or what have you. And every now and then when we come out and play games and stuff like that, but I didn't have to be around them for 5 days a week. I said, that takes a special anointing to do that. You are graced for that. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened to what Jesus did on the cross to defeat Satan. There is no other power like God's power. People may think they have a lot of money, they have power. George Soros might think he has a lot of power, but he has a lot of money, but it's nothing compared to what God has. Even the most, I'm talking about somebody just coming into the kingdom of God got more power than he does. The world cannot duplicate that on any level, no matter how much wealth they may have. The power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you every single day. And all you have to do is just turn the switch on. And most of us don't know how to turn the switch on. Some of us. And some of us don't know how to turn our phone on. No, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. We love you, man. We love you. Can you imagine walking into your home and be like, why is it so dark? Call up your friend. It's dark in my house. Well, did you pay your bill? Well, yeah. We paid our bill. Did you flip on the switch? Well, let me go check. There it is. And sometimes we're going to have to flip that switch of faith on in our lives. Everybody's got a switch. God can turn any situation around in your life for your good if you love him and are called according to his purpose. You have to love him. We know we're called according to his purpose, but you have to love him, and loving him is loving his commandments. Look at Job 2:9. It says this, then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die. Now we know about Job and what happened and how much he had lost. He lost everything. It was just him and his wife and that one servant that kept coming back bringing bad news. Everything. But yet, Job held fast to his integrity. He never cursed God. He cursed the day he was born, but he never cursed God. I don't think we've ever lost anything in comparison to what Job has lost. All in one day. But it doesn't shortchange what you've lost. But we hold fast to our integrity. In Job 42 verse 10, it says, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. And how did he get it all back? He maintained his integrity. We have to maintain our integrity no matter what we're going through. No matter what kind of storm we have. Jesus said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's always with us. We can maintain our integrity. We know that there's an enemy. Job never knew. We have to maintain our integrity. We can't curse God because this thing happened in our life. We shouldn't. He wasn't the problem. Read the fine print. When you came into the kingdom, you may have lost some friends, but don't worry about it. More is coming for you. You may have lost a job. Don't worry about it because there's another one coming. There's a better one coming. You may have lost out on that promotion. There's going to be a better promotion coming with benefits. You may have lost your spouse, whether it's to divorce or to a death, but He's got another one coming. Something better. But you have to maintain your what? Integrity. It's a kingdom principle. And here's the thing, Lord, I haven't been doing that. Some of you might be saying, Lord, I haven't been doing that. I've been having some down days, some doggy down days. Guess what? Get in line, everyone has. But here's the thing. You can start today. Because I love this saying, there is always seed, time, and harvest. Well, I haven't been faithful in this area. I haven't been operating in any character and integrity. That's okay. That's in the past, right now, today. It don't matter if you start with the smallest task, today is the day that you start it all over again. His grace and mercy are new every single day. Seed, time, and harvest. The church can't stoop to the level of the world because God won't back that up. He will never back that stuff up. The stuff of the flesh, he won't back up. But he will back up the fruit of the Spirit. He will back up what his word says. He will back up what we speak out into existence. He will back that up. As long as it's according to his word. He will not back up foolishness. So maintain your integrity and watch what he do. Remember, with what you are facing right now in your life doesn't have to rule over you any longer. Redemption, it wasn't just over demonic spirits and everything else. It was over every little thing that goes on. Addictions, sickness and disease, all of that. So much more. When Jesus was seated in heavenly places, so were you. In Ephesians 2, 4 through 6, it says this, but God, who was rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He made us sit there. Some people are still hanging on a cross, but the cross is not where we're supposed to be. We are seated in heavenly places with them. And as long as we are seated in heavenly places, we have power and dominion over every darkness, every ruler of the darkness, all the authority in heaven that Jesus has given us. So come on off that cross, away from that cross. That's not your stop. Is seated with him. The Amplified Version says this, but God, being so very rich in mercy, because of his great and wonderful love with he loved us, even when we were spiritually dead and separated from him because of our sins, he made us spiritually alive together with Christ, for by his grace, his undeserved favor and mercy, you have been saved from God's judgment. And he raised us up together with him when we believed and seated us with him in heavenly places because we are in Christ Jesus. Because of his love, Jesus came down to raise you up, not to keep you down. And because of his love, we were down and Jesus raised us up spiritually so that we can go out with him and help others to be raised up to the kingdom. So when you believe that Jesus is seated with him, you place far above all principalities and power. Evil can't touch you unless you let it. Can't touch you unless you let it in. See, you have that person, that thief walking by your house. You leave that back door open. You leave that window open. They're going to see it. And they may stake it out for a couple of days. And then when you're gone, when you least expect it, they coming on through. End up ransacking the place. Taking all your valuables. But once you lock that door, close that window, it's not because you're living in fear. is because you want to protect your family. You may even put up some cameras. Get the Ring doorbell. The next time they're snooping around, can I help you? Trying to steal your packages. That's not yours. Put that down. I see you. May even start barking like a dog. Where's that coming from? Seated with Jesus gives us a position of authority and triumph, integrity, honor rather than failure, sickness, and defeat. When God told Abraham in Genesis 12:2-3, he says, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and you and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. I get it. In life, there may be a lot of failures, but that wasn't in the fine print for us as believers. We may fail. Some people say, you never fail unless you learn. And I mean, no, that's not the same. We win some and we learn. We never lose unless we fail to learn. You don't have failures. Winners don't fail. Losers fail. Winners learn from that failing. That's not a part of our blueprint. Because when did Jesus ever fail? He never did. Did he say the works of the world you will do? He said the works that I do. Think about it. I think we may have been betting off a lie a little bit. He says the works that I do. You know, even when people say, you know, I don't agree with this totally, that you're called to do one thing. I don't believe that. I think there's one thing that, at least one thing that you can do. Because you can do a whole lot more. Because if you go back to Deuteronomy, it says that all that you set your hand to will be blessed. It will prosper. All that you set your hand to, not the one thing, all. It just may take some time. You know, I was in the restaurant business for about 18 months. It takes about 5 years for you to establish a clientele and customers and things of that nature. I didn't get a chance to do that. But that's okay. Some people may look at that as a failure, but you know what? 15 years later, I'm in the ICU and somebody's talking about my barbecue. And he's saying, we're going to do everything we can in order to get this guy out of here. So it must have been some good ribs. You know, growing up as a kid, my dad didn't let us play, my brothers and I, baseball and stuff because he wanted us working in the summer. But all my friends played baseball. We played wiffle ball. We had wiffle ball tournaments from different venues at houses and stuff like that. I mean, it was great. World Series and stuff like that. It was fun. And, but there was this, growing up, Madison, you play softball. What is the best softball bat out there on the market right now? What did you know of? Well, in your day when you were playing. Not that that was long ago. Dee Marini. Major Leagues. Anybody a baseball fan? Major Leaguers. What do they use?
They use either Ashwood.
Okay.
Is that a very good
strong bat? Louisville Slugger. That's the one I'm looking at. I remember Louisville. Louisville Slugger. That was the bat. The bat of all bats. If this was Sandlot, I could narrate that. It was the bat of all bats. And you know what? When you have a bat, that bat is equipped to do one thing. Hit balls. Hit baseballs. That's what it's equipped for. It's to hit baseballs. All the time. But see, you have to go out there and practice. And you hit it just right. You can hear that pop. So nice. And one of the favorite movies I like watching is The Natural with Robert Redford. But here's the thing. Everyone is equipped with a bat. But it's whether or not we're going out there spending the time practicing. See, we can't get mad at someone else if you're not out there practicing. And some people practice longer than others. You know, if you get really, really good at it, get a lot of hits, you have a long career, there's a good chance that you can make the All-Star team. Then it's an even better chance that you might even make Cooperstown. Living this Christian life, if we're not spending our time practicing or doing the works of Christ, we can't get upset with someone else when they've been out there doing it. What's going to be your reward? Based upon your works. So grab your bat, take a swing, and sometimes you may even have to play some small ball. But that's okay. They may be a grand slam hitter. That's all right. But we're doing this as a team. Because we're the body of Christ, and there are many parts. So we're going to have to do our part. We're going to walk with the authority that God has given us. And we're going to be that triumphant church that he's called us to be. Just make sure you're doing it for the kingdom and not for yourself. Because if you're doing it for yourself, you may end up getting disqualified. Okay? Store up treasures. Romans 8:37-39. Says this, yet in the midst of all these things, this is Passion Translation, we triumph over them all, for God has made us to be more than conquerors. And his demonstration love is our glorious victory over everything. So now I live with the confidence that there is nothing in the universe with the power to separate us from God's love. I'm convinced that his love will triumph over death, life's troubles, fallen angels, or dark rulers in the heavens. There is nothing in our present or future circumstances that can weaken his love. There is no power above us or beneath us. No power that could ever be found in the universe that can distance us from God's passionate love, which is lavished upon us through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Nothing can stop. Nothing can trample over. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. That's kind of comforting. God protects those he loves. Paul said he was convinced. His love triumphs over death. His love triumphs over life's troubles. His love triumphs over fallen angels and over dark rulers in the heavens. So it's time we stop talking up Satan. You're a whole lot bigger than him in Christ. Not in your own power, in Christ. I can't overcome this. He's already overcome it. Just receive it and walk in it. You know, if you find it on your doorstep, the enemy try to put something on your doorstep, just take it out back, right to the trash can. There you go. Why? You've overcome it. Depression, anxiety, mental disorders. He's already overcome it. I have a migraine. Well, why do you have it? You'll get it. My sciatic, it's not yours. He already carried it. My kidneys, listen, he's got more parts there. You on dialysis? He's got more parts. He's got new parts for you stored up. My stomach. Okay, your stomach is healed. He carried that. What you doing? I have this, I have that. Then give it to him. You're supposed to walk on this earth in divine health. Believe it or not, read the fine print. So if you are saying my anxiety, my depression, my, allow me to help you out. It was never yours to carry. He bore your sicknesses and diseases. He bore your sicknesses and diseases. He bore your sicknesses and diseases. They are his, not yours. And he dealt with it over 2,000 years ago. So we are responsible for our own bodies. So we take care of it. We eat right. We exercise. We renew our minds. All that good stuff. We're responsible for our bodies. So we're responsible for how we react based upon what someone else is doing to us. We don't want to. I had to stop coaching. I was raising up my high blood pressure, man. Yelling all the time and stuff. Getting excited. But I had to calm down. Let me go do the video. I'll do some stats. I'm cool. But we're responsible for it. But guess what? You're also responsible for how you treat others. Are you raising up somebody else's blood pressure? Are you a nuisance in their life? Why? Because we're blessed to be a blessing. See, everybody, all the wives are up doing that to their husbands. Kristen loves it when we're driving. We've been to Chicago and Nebraska a couple of times and stuff, and Concordia just yesterday. She loves it when she's driving, or even when I'm driving. I'll just start reading signs. She just sit there and laughs, just like, what in the world are you doing? I'll just read all signs and just, why are you reading them? Just to read them. She goes, that's how you talk to me. You just read signs. Well, I'm just trying to keep the conversation going, babe. Slug bug. No, I'm sorry. You are responsible to demonstrate the power of God in people's lives so that they know we serve a mighty, powerful Father, because all of creation is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. He's in you. He's in you. Hallelujah. No more depression, huh? That was gone a long time ago, wasn't it? We read the fine print. One of these days, I'm going to let you share your testimony up here. Just let me know when you're ready. Hallelujah. Don't take it for granted. If you got to get angry with it, it's okay to get angry with the devil. It's okay to get bold with it. But just receive what God has done for you. Receive it. You've already been spoken over. You've already been prayed for. You have the same faith that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that raised him from the dead. We have the same faith that Jesus operated on, and how God created this world. He's given us that faith. And you can walk in it. Because it's not yours to carry. It's his. Hallelujah. Keep seeking. Because there's a better one coming. The enemy stole your credibility. God's going to restore it. Drug your name through the mud and everything else. That's okay. Jesus was too. But he can restore it to something better. Got one for you, Andy. Just give it to him. See, you smiling because you're already thinking about it, right? He loves us so much. And sometimes we think it's the smallest problem. I'm not going to bother with him. No, that's what he wants. That's that intimacy that he has with you. You realize that one word from God will change your whole perspective on life. One word can set you free, can make you free. I remember sitting in that back chair over there in the corner. I think that's Tom's seat, right? That last row. Sandy was up here talking about the same stuff, about our authority. We're seated with him. I was like, me? Yeah. Even me? Yeah. I've heard this years ago, but it just clicked. I've got that same power that Jesus, yeah, no doubt. But I'm just an usher. All I do is clean toilets. All I do is sweep the floors. You have the same power. God is not a respecter of persons. He doesn't show partiality. So walk with the authority that he has given you. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for all your word has said. And we thank you for what you've done. We thank you, Lord, that we are part of that triumphant church. Lord, because you always cause us to triumph. And all that we set our hand to, Lord, is blessed because we are adopted sons and daughters. And we thank you that we can cry out, Abba, Father. We can go to you in a time of need, in a time of trouble, and just to be intimate with you, Lord. We honor you. We just give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Y'all stand. Stand. Stand to your feet. Finish the statement. Maintain your integrity. I will maintain my integrity in the Lord. No matter what I go through, I will maintain my integrity in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, thank you for coming today. You are dismissed.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.